You know, I'm at the point in my life now where I can't talk to people who wear Band-Aids anymore. Like, if you're an adult wearing a Band-Aid, you disgust me at this point in my life. Like, if you ever talk with someone wearing a Band-Aid, like, the whole time you're talking with them, in your mind, you're like, that thing better not fucking touch me. You know, like... You know, like, you don't even care about the conversation anymore. You're just, like, bopping and weaving through this fucking, like, sponge bacteria on their hand, right? So I was with this one guy who was wearing a Band-Aid. He left for, like, 10, 15 minutes. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, right? But when he came back, the Band-Aid was gone. And I was like, where the fuck's the Band-Aid, you know? Better not be on, because if it is, I'm going to puke. You know, I can't deal with this. I do have a phobia of Band-Aids. Some people would say that it cuts deep. Thank you very much. That's classic comedy right there. That's a throwback. I do have a phobia of Band-Aids. It's actually tied together with my hatred for bowling. So you guys are about to get a combo story, so buckle up, you know? And I feel like whenever I mention I have a hatred for bowling, it gets a little heavy in the room, you know? People are like, hey man, I love bowling. You know, like, what could you possibly say bad about bowling? Like, here's what it is, guys. Like, I haven't been bowling in about 15 years, all right? And it came back to me when I went recently, and I went and I opened the door, and the smell of cigarettes have definitely not left the building. Like, everything smells like cigarettes in a bowling alley. And they haven't even attempted to upgrade the furniture, you know? They're like, yeah, this is just the year we opened it in. Deal with it, it's bowling. All right, who cares? And we go up to the front cash, and obviously this guy has no front teeth, right? And I'm like, man, this guy's taking his job a little too seriously, you know? Like, he had a 7-10 split in his mouth, okay? And that's a bowling reference, all right? That I unfortunately know now, you know? Talking with this guy, and I don't see any prices anywhere for anything. It's like the end of The Usual Suspects, but the opposite, because nothing's coming together for me right now. Like, and I go to this guy, and I'm like, man, like, I'm like, how much is this? And like, in my mind, I'm like, it's bowling. Like, what is it, like $8 or something? Like, $2? You know, like there should be a sign outside that says, please bowl, we need you, all right? Like, so I go to home, I'm like, how much is this? And he looks at me, and he's like, it's $35 an hour plus $4 per shoe rental. And I'm like, do we need the shoes? And he's like, yeah, you need the shoes. And then he like slides over the shoes, and he's like, the clock started, by the way. And I'm like, I don't even have my bowling shoes on yet, you know? Like, now I'm in like the worst reality game show ever, like bowling against the clock, you know? Like I was with my girlfriend, I left her. I'm like, time's money. I can't deal with this, you know? Like, and the guy behind the counter's like, look, calm down, man, all right? And he's like, if you go buy a beer, the shoes are on the house. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go to the bartender, and I'm like, look, man, I need a beer. And he's like, okay, do you want any food? And I was like, no, I don't want any food. And he's like, well, just so you know, the house salad's on special tonight. And I was like, what? And he's like, the house salad's on special. Do you want one? And I was like, no, I don't want to order a house salad in a bowling alley, you know? Like, to be honest with you, I've never really had any salad rules in my life. But from this point on, I'm not going to eat a house salad in a fucking bowling alley, all right? Like, start from there, you know? Like, because as a business, if you were going to serve a house salad, you need to make sure your establishment is up to all health and safety code, as a minimum, okay? Because when I'm standing there and wires are just openly hanging above my head, everything smells like cigarettes, and the guy at the front has no front teeth, you know? What am I supposed to compare this house salad to, you know? Because the house is a fucking disaster, guys, you know? But here's the thing that blows my mind that people bowl. Like, this is why I can't believe it. Like, in this day and age, because everybody's like, oh, man, I need hand sanitizer, you know? And like, hand sanitizer for my hand sanitizer bottle, you know? They automatic doors and faucets. Oh, what do you want to do tonight? Let's go bowling. The most disgusting thing in the world, okay? Forget about the shoes. We've accepted bowling shoes, all right? Like, because we all know that they have that magic spray that when they spray it in the shoe, it burns the whole inner sole out and rebuilds a new one, okay? We're not idiots, okay? We know NASA has sponsored every bowling alley in the world. But do you think for a second that somebody's walking down the aisle with Lysol and a beaker cleaner cleaning the bowling ball finger holes? No, all right? Nobody is cleaning the bowling ball finger holes. And bowling, it's 100% finger foods. You can't not eat finger foods at a bowling alley, you know? You're like, oh, let me eat these nachos, chicken wings, lick my fingers, put my hand in this ball hole, all right? It's disgusting. When I was a kid, I went bowling, pulled my hand out, and a Band-Aid was on my finger. Like, thank you very much. Come check out comedy. Come check out next year. Give it up for Patrick Akeem. He's going to come up here, I think. I don't know where he is. Give it up for Patrick, guys.
Keep it going for Mark the Bonus. Good night.